In the late 19th century, Hebrew was a language spoken only in prayer. But one man in Jerusalem, Ben Yehuda, went to great lengths to bring it back into common use among Jewish people around the world. Amherst, Massachusetts poet and author Rich Michelson described those efforts in his latest kids book, The Language of Angels. For our Back to School book series, Michelson tells New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik that Ben Yehuda made this his life's work.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing story that this one man was able to do that, to get this language reinvigorated. He had to make up a word for everything that had been invented in over 2,000 years. There was no word for ice cream, for bicycles, for libraries. And it's just an amazing story, and it's true.
And Ben Yehuda, part of his plan in order to bring Hebrew back involved his son. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So, yeah, he wanted his son, Ben Zion, to be the first child in over 2,000 years that grew up with Hebrew as his mother tongue. He wanted it to be his first language and, at the beginning, his only language. So he went to what we would call extreme measures. He would not allow anything but Hebrew to be spoken in when his son was around, which, of course, meant that his son had no friends because nobody else spoke Hebrew in the entire Jerusalem. Eliezer ben Yehuda went so far as to not allow his son even to hear the sounds of animals. If cows were mooing or dogs were barking, he'd cover his ears. So it's really basically child abuse, for sure. You know, because it ended up okay, and because his son grew up to revere his father, and in fact wrote his biography, became a normal person, a journalist, we kind of can look past the point that he was basically abused as a child.
Well, I want to talk about that. So the father, Ben Yehuda, he's the hero of this book, but, you know, he's a deeply flawed one, and he doesn't get comeuppance. I kept thinking as I was reading this, are you confident that a kid leaving this book doesn't take from that, you know, ends justify the means in this? I mean, he abused his son as a way to achieve his own goals.
I'm confident, in fact, that that's not the overriding story of the book.
But are you confident that kids will get that that's
yes,
not the
overriding? Yes, I think that, and because I have read this book to kids all over the country, and what kids really, the first thing they get is, oh, wow, he got to make up a name for ice cream. He got to make up a name for this. And kids are very sophisticated. They understand, you know, their parents' pluses and minuses, their flaws, their weaknesses, also the love that encompasses. And I think that in the end, the good and the love between father and son, which ended up being a very strong facet of Ben Zion's life, he dedicated his life to championing his dad. And I think that what kids are getting from this book, which makes me happy because it's what I wanted them to get, is that they can make up words.
Did this book make you want to learn how to speak Hebrew?
You know, no. you know, it's funny. So many of my books are about different subjects. You know, I have a book on Lippmann Pike, the first home run king. I'm not a baseball fan, although I know more about baseball right now in the 1880s than I think about anybody else in the country. but I couldn't tell you the name of 10 players playing today. I wrote a book on the Savoy Ballroom in 20s Harlem, I Can't Dance. I love learning about things. And my enthusiasm for that is what I hope I put into the books. And also one of the reasons I enjoy writing for kids is that the questions that I have about a subject, because I don't know anything about it when I start, are often the same questions that kids have when they're learning about something. So in many ways, my ignorance is valuable for me.
That was Rich Michelson, author of The Language of Angels, a story about the reinvention of Hebrew. You can find more selections from our Back to School book series at npr.net. This is New England Public Radio.